Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
And I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast that has been called, finally, a conspiracy theory podcast that isn't racist.
Whoa. Oh, that's funny.
I gotta read this whole review. It's by this is a review left by M. Rodrist on Apple Podcasts. If you have a 5-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the air. Also, shout out to Sam I. Brady, Andy Forever. He was sticking up for us for that 1-star review where someone called us racist, coincidentally. By making fun of indigenous people for not being able to make fire, which is, I feel like, anyway, here's this review. I love this review. On my wife's account here, but I'm just so glad to finally find a conspiracy theory podcast that isn't racist. I've tried listening to so many others, and I just can't get through them without clenched fists and raised blood pressure. There's no excuse for that in 2021. Here, I feel safe and at rest. I don't know what heaven will be like, but I'd like to think it would be akin to the peace I feel when listening to this show. The soothing voice of Wade talking about growths on his cat, and the salvation that Willie's voice calls out of me when discussing his tax scares. It's like being on an acid trip, but a good one if you can imagine it. For comparison, there was another podcast I tried to listen to that talked about indigenous people. Shit. And referred to them as dumb for not knowing about fire. I mean, come on, where do they get off? I should have read this. I should have read this whole thing. I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your 5-star review. Once again, go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, and join us on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We do 2 bonus episodes a week. If you become a friend of Charles Klein, you get other special things that we haven't figured out yet.
For $1 a month, you get 4 extra episodes a month. It's crazy.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF Willie's friend from high school, Drib.
And college.
Wait, did you guys go to college together?
Yeah.
Fort Lewis or CSU?
Fort Lewis.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Willie was actually my roommate.
Yeah, I was supposed – so I went to Fort Lewis last minute because I wasn't going to go to college because I did whatever. I didn't have any money, so what was I going to do? And then Blue was like, you should go to Fort Lewis. It's cheap. So I got a loan from my grandpa, went to Fort Lewis. So I wasn't Blue's roommate first semester. I was in married student housing, and then I was supposed to be Blue's roommate second semester. Well, I bailed on Blue and ended up being roommates with Bird.
It was good.
We were all still friends and hanging out. We were just doing all – dude, Drib and I were reading all the Star Wars books and hacky-sacking and
– oh, yeah. You guys sound like the coolest.
It wasn't hard at Fort Lewis to be the coolest.
No.
Did you stay there the whole – did you graduate from Fort Lewis?
No.
Did anybody – did everyone just go there for a year?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Blue stayed.
I think my sister stayed.
Yeah, she did too. They both did. I think that was it, though. Like, we had a crew of like 20 people, dude. We were like famous on that campus. It was cool.
It's so far away. The one time I visited my sister, I was driving over Wolf Pass. That's what it's called, right?
Wolf Creek?
Rabbit Ears?
Oh, maybe it's Rabbit Ears.
Oh, yeah. Wolf Creek is Steamboat. Rabbit Ears is the – yeah.
And I fucking spun my car into a snowbank. Like, I almost died.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it sucked.
It was a sketchy drive.
It's also like 6 hours. Colorado's big.
There were basically 3 ways to get back to Denver, Loveland area, and there was always a blizzard one way. Like, we got caught in one where we had to go into New Mexico to avoid a blizzard, and we ended up hitting a blizzard. Sucked.
Well, anyway, thanks for being here. How much do you know? How much into this conspiracy theory world are you, Drib?
Not even close to you guys. I know a few things.
Here well, I'm not in it. I'm not in it at all.
But no, I'm. I mean, I hear a lot. I don't believe in much.
Okay. Well, we actually have a quiz that we'll go through.
Oh, good.
I feel like I can already forecast your score, but it's called the WOW scale. It's a 5-question scale. I'll grade you at the end, so don't worry about your number. But if you're more on the zero spectrum, you're more of a Wade. If you're toward a five, you're more of a Willie.
Okay.
Are you ready to get weighed on the WoW scale?
Do me.
WoW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Okay, first question is a three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay, what's your idea of an alien?
A being from another planet.
But do you have like an image in your mind when you talk about aliens?
I mean, like there's the general gray alien,
yeah.
I guess. But like aliens could look like anything. They probably look like us. I don't know.
So what makes you think they've visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Actually, I was a huge skeptic about aliens visiting. I thought there was life probably out there, but as far as them visiting Earth, I was a huge skeptic until recently. And, you know, there's just so much video out now of UFOs and stuff. Like,
yeah.
What else could that be? It could be some military hardware maybe, but it seems super advanced.
They're really flipping the script because they're really pushing the stuff out there, you know, like, hey, look at this. I know not everyone's like turning their heads going like, oh, I care about this, but like they're putting videos out there. They're proving that they're paying money. Sorry, go on.
And the other side of it is like, you know, like governments have come out and said, we believe extraterrestrials are visiting the planet. Like Brazil has come out and said, you know, we believe in extraterrestrials.
This isn't part of the WoW scale, but what do you think is if aliens were to reveal themselves to us, do you think they would be here to help us or to enslave us?
Honestly, I think they're kind of in the middle. I don't think aliens want to enslave us. I don't know what the point of that would be. If you have the technology to travel across the universe, enslaving a planet seems silly.
Uh-huh.
You're way past that. You're way past that kind of stuff.
I know, unless we manufacture something for them, right?
Or yeah, just if they're here for us. If you want a planet, if you traveled across the galaxy and you want to take over a planet, you can erase whatever you want and do what you want. Like the technology you have, if you can do that, is beyond our imagination, I think.
Okay, question number two. Do you believe in ghosts?
Not really. No.
Are you originally from Loveland?
Yes. Yep.
And where are you living now?
I am in Old Town Fort Collins right now.
Oh, okay. Is it cool there now or is it too cool?
No, it sucks.
It sucks.
Why?
Okay, everyone who isn't from here thinks it's rad and everyone who's from here thinks it's awful. So it's just so many people are moving here now. It's just changed the whole dynamic of the city.
All right.
Ever since weed got legalized, Fort Collins has been a shit show.
Oh, I forgot that.
It sucks.
What do you do out there?
I'm an arborist.
Oh, an arborist. You cut trees.
I am the tree doctor. Yes.
Nice. That's very, I mean, we need trees.
They help.
Also, though, you're a DJ and also you're one of the best dancers I've ever seen in my life.
That's a high compliment coming from Willie.
Thank you, Willie. We still DJ here and there. I still DJ here and there, but I'm getting old and no one likes the old people music anymore.
Just wear a fucking head thing and then no one will know. Wear a big fucking mouse on your head or whatever.
Oh, like a mask? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Were you religious at all growing up in Loveland?
I actually did attend private school, Christian school until seventh grade. My family did go to church every Sunday during all this time, all the way up through high school. Anymore, I'm not religious, and really no one in my family is.
Did you go to school with Spencer early, or were you did you meet him from swimming?
I met Spencer when I was about 6 years old through Loveland Swim Club.
See, it's weird because Drib went to the cross rival high school. So, like, we weren't supposed to be friends.
Oh, you went to TV?
Oh, yeah.
Tubercular Valley Saris? I don't even know. I don't have a good diss name
whoa,
for
it. Whoa. Don't hold on to that.
You guys were the thugs, man. You guys are scary.
Yeah, we were the gangsters.
You were definitely the Cobra Kai to our whatever we would be. What was Miyagi-Do?
Yeah.
Okay. So no ghost stories. You don't believe in ghosts. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Not really. No.
Really?
I was just leaning in. I was gonna say something about like not even an arborist. You haven't seen scratches on the trees. You just haven't gone deep enough.
Well, hey, you know, like
when you're pruning some rich person's trees, there's no Bigfoot scratches.
Don't you think if Bigfoot was real, we would have found some like really solid evidence of Bigfoot?
There's too much. And listen, I'll just answer this for Willie. There's too much. There's way too much wilderness, man. Like there's, you know, we've got a shitload of forests in America.
Yeah, with houses on them. Like people live in the forest now. Like there's little forest left that's like pristine anymore.
But have you ever found bobcat remains? Whether it be poop or bones? Have you seen a bobcat?
Some cat scat? Yeah, I've seen cat scat in the mountains.
All right.
What does that have to do with Bigfoot? Yeah,
in your face. Willie, you just got dunked on. He was trying to make the point that, like, yeah, you've never seen a Bigfoot body, but have you ever seen a mountain lion body?
No. No, I...
A bear? Has anyone ever seen a bear body?
I've never seen a bear, a dead bear, but I've seen live bears a couple times. There was a bear in the park in Loveland where the train is last year.
What? Really?
Wow. I didn't hear that.
Lake Loveland Park? There was a bear just cruising around the park last year.
That's far.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit. How many little train children did he get?
Most of them.
Yeah. Good. All right. Question 4. Do you believe in psychics?
No.
All right. Question 5. Are you superstitious?
Yes.
What kind of superstitious are you?
It's like luck stuff. You know, people do certain things for luck. Like I never wear matching socks anymore. Because I think they're unlucky.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of rituals around sports that I always do.
That's kind of my follow-up. Did you play sports growing up?
I was a swimmer, so no.
we haven't talked about swimmers. Do they have like the don't step on the first base line sort of like superstitions like that?
I think swimming is a sport that is less
ritualistic.
Less ritualistic than that. Like, but swimmers do have things like. You can definitely see, like, when Olympians are getting ready to go on the blocks, they'll, like, mess with their goggles and do their cap and mess with their goggles and do their cap and do this a few times. And, like, and I
yeah,
think
but I wonder how much of that – isn't that like shooting a free throw where you just have your – you have your routine to, like, set your mind?
Same thing. It's like a batter – it's like the batter who steps into the box and takes a pitch and misses, and then he – redoes his gloves and touches his hat and adjusts his uniform. It's like, you know, I think there's some superstition in that. That might be a routine, but the reason they do that routine is because of superstition, I think.
I got to ask you this because there's an urban legend from Loveland, maybe from everywhere, but I just remember the story of a diver who would get a boner every time he was about to dive. Were you ever there for that? Was that a thing?
I have not heard that one.
You haven't heard that? See, this must be urban legend.
And I feel like I would have heard that one.
It's got to be fake then.
This is a question for both of you because maybe this went across town. Did you ever hear about the football coach who had a surgery on his wiener that went wrong? So he always had a boner. So he started wearing a fanny pack.
I never heard that.
I didn't think it was real.
Did you even know about that?
I've never heard this.
Did you guys hear about the teacher who had a nervous breakdown and pissed into a trash can?
No.
Wow.
You never heard that? Oh, man, I thought that one was real. Yeah. Our entire fucking adolescence is a lie. Okay, well, that's the wow scale. You're like a one, so you're way more of a Wade than a Willie. And I think you're in good company.
I want to believe. I don't believe because there's just no evidence of a lot of these things.
Yeah,
or at least to me.
You sound very much like me. You have an open mind about things, but you're remaining skeptical until proven otherwise.
Yes.
All right, Willie, what are we talking about
tonight on Real Live Sci-Fi? Whistleblower Philip Schneider from the 90s. Is there any truth to the things he was whistleblowing? And do we need to reevaluate his whistleblowing because of all of the recent changes and disclosure things that have been happening currently? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. So basically the whole thing is, I'll just do a quick, I mean, we'll get into him, but this guy in the mid to late 90s, we'll get into his history too, but he was going like on tour whistleblowing stuff about secret government, aliens, deep underground military bases or DUMs. And I think he only did lectures for like a year, you know, and then he, air quotes, committed suicide by taking the catheter out of his wiener and strangling himself with it.
Oh, whoa. What? Hang on. Why was he even on a catheter?
He was in a wheelchair for a hot second. He had so many attempts on his life. I think he had one near the end. He had been shot at a bunch of times. He was with a retired FBI guy when somebody tried to kill him. And then the retired FBI guy ended up – no, I think he killed him. Anyways, he had a lot of attempts on his life. And so I think that there was one near the end that put him in a wheelchair because he was not in a wheelchair for – he was in and out of different stages of physical health.
I mean, first of all, I have a lot of questions. Is that – can you even strangle – did he tie it to something or did he just do it with his hands?
He was just sitting in his chair.
I don't think that's even possible.
And you saying that makes me go, okay, on top of that, we'll just go straight to his suicide because I think it's important.
Wait, let's not. Let's get okay. there. But first of all, who is this dude? And Drib, you read a little bit about this guy. So
yeah, I'll do a summary, but give me your overall. You as a skeptic.
I just want to ask what position? I know we've talked about him before, but I don't remember it. What was his job where he was able to have information that he could blow the whistle?
He was an aeronautical engineer. He was a structural engineer and a geologist. Basically, for 17 years, he worked on black projects where he helped build the deep underground bases, including Area 51. Like he helped build there's a multiple bases there. That's like a super base, but he helped build all that stuff. And they're saying like, sure, there's shit on the surface, but 2 miles down, they have the technology to drill 2 miles a day.
Okay. So most of his whistleblowing is just telling people that there's these, what are they called? DUMs.
Yeah. But there's so much to it. There's so many facets. So basically, he's the guy that – I'll do the quick one. Dulce, New Mexico. They're building a regular underground base that's top secret. He claims that the government knew that they were building it on top of an existing underground alien base without telling them. So they drilled their holes because they normally drilled 4 holes and then connected them underground. They drilled their 4 holes and a cavern opened up to where a bunch of gray aliens had a base underground right there. Well, his thing was the drill kept stopping. So they lowered him down in a basket to go figure out what was wrong with the drill. He looks down there.
Like a kitten?
He's going to look at the drill and he sees 2 aliens. He has a gun on him and this little pistol.
This sounds familiar. Okay.
And he shoots both of them. And kills both of them. And then this one, the one as it was still alive, waves his arm over his chest and a blue laser comes out of him and hits him and like flays him, opens him up. He says it was electrical because it burst off like 3 of his fingers and melted off all of his toenails. And then a military guy was behind him in another basket and put him in the basket and sent it up. And he was saved because of that. And that military guy lost his life. So he's basically saying there was this mini war between the underground aliens where 66 people died. And they were the large grays living in an underground cave.
All right, Drib, you're laughing.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What's your take?
Okay, so I watched this lecture he gave, and he talked about this quite a bit. And, you know, I do believe, you know, I believe he was a geologist. I believe all his scientific stuff he did, like, seemed like a very intelligent, you know, man. But there's just small things in this story that just don't make any sense. Like, what geologist goes down with a gun? Like, geologists don't carry guns. And he was an aerospace engineer and a structural engineer as well as a geologist. But the reason he was down there was because he was doing geology work for the government. Like, no offense, geologists don't carry pistols. That makes absolutely no sense to me. 61 people died. Okay. Who, like, the people down inside the, in the hole, Willie? Like, what was he, like, where were these 61 people? Like, do you know that part of the story?
No, I mean, as far as I know, they basically sent more military people down there, but he was, like, sent off to get out of there, you know?
Well, and, like, the basis of the story just seems odd, because if the government, and, like, the story I heard was the humans and the aliens were working together down there. Is that right, Willie?
So for this particular base, I'm not sure. For most of the bases, yes. So for this base, it's almost like we popped into one of theirs. And so there's two versions that I have in my head, and I don't know which one is right. One of them is the people drilling weren't connected to the people that were working with the aliens in that underground base.
And so, right.
But the other story is that, like, well, this was a race of aliens that wasn't working with them.
But this guy is the, like, he thinks he's the hero, but he showed up in someone's house and shot two of them. And then got, is it 61 or 66?
There's 66. But I mean, that's the number he said.
66 people killed because he saw. I mean, listen, what a dick. He sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
He just shows up and shoots two aliens.
Maybe they wouldn't have flayed him open if he didn't start shooting. You know, shoot, like, it is weird to shoot first when you're not supposed to have a gun.
I got to go see what's wrong with these rocks. This drill keeps stopping. I guess I'll shoot anything that's down there.
I'm going to bring my gun.
Stopping the drill.
In case there's a rattlesnake in these caves.
I'm a crack shot. I'll hit that rattlesnake.
So, I mean,
you would think that these government entities would be aligned enough that they would know not to drill right here.
What he's inferring is that they didn't tell him just to see what would happen, kind of thing. And that's why I think that this particular base didn't, they weren't working with the humans yet. It's just like, hey, build the base right here. And in the same way, because he also claims that in Bikini Atoll, where we were doing a lot of nuclear testing, that there were alien bases there too.
Man, I mean, I know we're doing a whole episode on this guy. I already don't believe anything that he says.
Well, so here's the thing.
Let me just say this. Because I think Drib is right. Like, so they're like, let's see what happens. The military is like, let's see what happens. We'll send the geologist down. Fuck it. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then war breaks out and then they lose 66 men. Like, I don't think that's the way they operate.
In his version of the story, I don't think it's the military going like, let's see what happens. I think it's like higher ups that know about it. And this military branch doesn't know about it yet. So here's the thing. When it comes to the top secret stuff, I'll give his little timeline that he gives. Our first introduction to aliens is basically Roswell, right?
Right.
1946, whatever.
Is his thing before that?
Oh, no. This happened in 1979.
Oh, okay.
And so
a young Wade Randolph is just a year old.
And this guy's getting attacked by aliens.
Definitely a connection there. There's a connection there.
So he says in 1909 was the first time America ran into aliens. There was army cavalry that was chasing some bandits, and they ended up running into a cave that had gray aliens in it and flying discs in it, around Truth and Consequences, New Mexico. Did you hear about that? He basically has two lectures out there.
Los Alamos, New Mexico, which I actually lived there for a summer. And there is a cave in Los Alamos, and I never got to go, but people told me about it, where you can go to this cave and there's, like, indigenous people's cave paintings of UFOs in this cave. I don't know. I doubt that's the same cave he's talking about, but it is in the same area which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Is this the basis of Cowboys versus Aliens, that horrible movie?
Yeah, basically that movie was a mixture of this story and also a mixture of them finding Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon. So 1909, that this happened, and that's when the government kind of first learned about it. And then there was something in 33, but basically so he claims that there's 11 races of aliens here on Earth. The crazy thing is his father worked for top secret military also.
And, Willie, and his father was a Nazi submarine captain.
He came over with Operation Paperclip, the same way that Wernher von Braun, who was the head of NASA later. So he was a Nazi sub captain. He got captured by the French. They turned him over to America. Well, because America was specifically requesting him. They have documents of America being like, we want this scientist, because they had a list of we knew what they were doing. It's like, we need this guy, we need this guy. So they requested his dad to work on stuff, because his dad was an expert machinist. And so basically his dad ended up being responsible for like top secret autopsies. And he performed the autopsies of the people that were involved in the Philadelphia experiment. Remember that? The boat, right? This is all crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, I do remember it, but here's the thing. He's a machinist. Why are they having a machinist do autopsies?
Well, no, he was a master machinist. So he later got an MD as a doctor, and that's when he became, because he was already doing top secret stuff for the military. And he was, you know, when you come over, anybody who came from Operation Paperclip, you basically were almost a slave to the U.S. government. Cause it's like, hey, instead of killing you for crimes against humanity, like, you got to work for us. And we give you a free pass, because they should have all been, all the captains should have been put to death from the, Geneva Comp?
Yeah. Well, they should have been like war crimes. I don't think they would be put to death, but
out of all the SS officers that we tried to put on trial for the Nazis bad, we only had like 11 people that were on trial, maybe 30. Whatever it was, they had hundreds of officers that got away.
No, sure, but that's kind of beside the point. Like, we gotta get this sub captain. We gotta. He's a good machinist, and then we're gonna give him top secret clearance, and then we're gonna have him do autopsies. once he gets his MD.
But his dad has a more. You can find his actual history easier than him, because he just was a geologist that worked for top secret stuff. His dad has letters from J. Edgar Hoover and
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't doubt the existence of his dad. This whole story sounds.
It is funny, but like, you wouldn't get a new autopsy guy. You'd get someone who's already like indebted to the system.
I can't imagine where they would be like, that guy who just got his MD, like, let's have him. They have doctors. They're not.
Well, but this is 20 years later, and it's all top secret stuff still.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on this. I just feel like there was probably doctors who had top secret clearance.
But he became a doctor and already had top secret
clearance. I'm not going to fight you on it. I'm just saying, like, it's weird. Let's take a break, and then we'll get more into what's his name? Philip Schneider. I was thinking of Paul Schrader from
Paul's Boutique. Oh yeah, Paul's.
You know, I think Paul Schrader was the he was on one season of Parks and Rec. Or something. I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right, we'll be right back.
Is he the guy that got fired after season one?
Well, I think it was like a mutual. wait, no, that's someone else. Fuck, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We'll be right back. We're talking to our friend Dreb about this guy.
Willy Bad Movies presents D&A Park.
You're never going to believe what I did, Cletus. Marlon, you made dinosaurs from the DNA? Wow, unbelievably shocking. Where did you get the DNA from, Marlon?
I found some in my tar pit. I'm still making more. Plus, I got that old alligator.
Sounds pretty dangerous, Marlon.
No way. Anything can be safe with the proper fence.
A film that started long before man.
Wow, is that a real dinosaur? It's so big.
Does a tree fall in the woods?
But man's greatest discovery quickly turns into their worst nightmare.
Someone betrayed me. All of the gates are open.
I'll bet this gets my park closed down. Damn it.
DNA Park.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We are talking to our friend Drib about Phil Schneider, a sort of notorious whistleblower when it comes to aliens. I don't know, UFOs or just aliens in general?
I think that he was, I think he's more, first off, it was aliens, but mostly it was like he was the first person to really reveal the fact that we were building underground bases. Like at this point, most people didn't believe in Area 51 in 95 still.
Right. 1990. Wait, why 95? Is that like when he was blowing the whistle?
Yeah.
Okay. So go he on. Had like, give so us, I'll, give us I'll like kind a, of a, yeah.
He is this weird enigma, right? On his high school transcripts, it has his IQ. Maybe they used to do that. I don't know, but it says his IQ is 163. Maybe they did it back in the 70s, 60s.
Right. Do you guys know your IQ?
I took an IQ test. It was 130.
I was higher than that.
I don't know. That's funny.
I've never taken an IQ test. I don't know.
Like it was really in depth and it took a couple days, you know, but, and I had,
oh, you weren't supposed to know.
It.
This is a legit one. This is not an online.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
But,
still not so as smart as Phil Spector or whatever this guy's name is.
Oh, Snyder's 163. Like I think Einstein was there. was 150. Anyways. So this guy, I'll do a brief summary for like, basically,
wait, I'm sorry. Now I'm caught up on this. I'm so sorry. We'll get back to it. But Drib, you watched his lecture. Did he seem like a guy who was smarter than Einstein when you watched it?
No.
Okay.
He did seem like a very, very smart man. And I think that is part of what the story is here.
All right.
And I'm going to wait to say what I thought about him till Willie gets done talking right now.
Yeah.
I have opinions about this guy too. So,
okay, cool.
Willie, you should go ahead.
So this guy's dad has a lot of connections to crazy conspiracy things. This is particularly the whole Manhattan Project, Philadelphia experiment, and that alien Valiant Thor that was working for the government. I did air quotes there. His dad has got legitimate connections to top secret information, and he's got letters from people that are from important people. Like you can find his stuff and it's credible. His career, he's just a smart dude who, you know, a lot of times military kids, if your dad was in top secret stuff back in the day, you ended up being in that stuff too.
The grandfather you in, like it's the Shriners.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're like smart and you're going to school, it's like you're going to work for the government too. And it's like your dad's already passed the security test; you're in it too. And so basically, his one of his good friends was going to blow the whistle on some alien stuff. Ron, I forget his name, but he was coming out with a book, and then his friend was suicided, and he was so offended by it that he was like, "Fuck it, man. I need to come out with this stuff." And so it's weird when you watch him talk, comparing him to people that talk now, he's a fucking right winger, don't take away my gun, like it's weird because his main thing is mostly like, hey, if a senator's talking about gun control, they're already breaking the Constitution. He goes on these big rants about that. But I know things have changed and stuff, you know, and but basically his friend was suicided and he was like, I've been working top secret for so long and most people don't know about this alien stuff. And it's my job to let people know that shit's going down. You need to know what the truth is. He says that he worked on that. He says America has 131 deep underground military bases, but there's like 1500 worldwide. He worked on like 17 of them. He helped come up with the technology of this drill that shoots the rocks, turns it into dust with a laser, and then that dust melts. And so as the drill is going through the ground 2 miles underground, it creates like a smooth rock as you're going through it. So you don't even have waste because you use the waste, you pulverize it, liquefy it, and then use that as the surface, whatever. So like, I mean, he explained, and he's a geologist, so he over explains the process and all this stuff, but basically like,
well, meaning like when you dig a tunnel, you have to make sure that it doesn't cave in on you. But apparently this solidifies the rock in a way that it's structurally sound.
Yeah. Using nuclear fission, the laser melts the rock and then creates the stability for the tunnel. Says that they've been doing that since there's a patent from 1971 of this nuclear, drill. And so I can get into more specific stuff, but the thing is here's a guy who was basically saying his biggest problem was like, hey, 23% of America's money is being spent on secrets that you're not allowed to know about. So as that is the most un-American thing, this, he says that like, maybe we should overthrow the government, but it's like the government is using your money to keep secrets from you. And this is bullshit. Everybody needs to know about it. He's on board with the Eisenhower, deal that happened with the Greys where they're like, hey, give us some, we'll take a few people and we'll give you technology. And, they ended up taking too many people, you know, he talks about how there's millions of people that are missing every year and they're not missing. They're being taken by aliens. And so it's weird because he falls in line with this idea that is aliens are to scare you. So I definitely think that he has misinformation, but that's what he's been saying since 1995. He's one of the first guys to say a lot of this stuff. And so, with that being said, Drib, what's your take on this dude?
What I thought was super strange, and I was going to say this a little bit, but I think I'm just going to get into it now, is a lot of his talking points in the lecture I saw are almost identical to some of the things that are going on right now. Like, and I hate to like, you know, get political about this, but like, it's almost like QAnon took notes on this guy and like changed what he said into what they want. Like, you know, QAnon, you know, we have Pizzagate and stuff where the children are getting taken and they're being harvested for blood.
Ooh, time out. I'm going to interrupt you real quick because he in 1995 is mentioning adrenal chrome, that the aliens are eating adrenal chrome. Go on.
Yeah.
And that's exactly like what the Pizzagate stuff is about. And all these people are missing. Well, it's not the aliens. In the case of QAnon, it's the crazy pedophilic Satanists.
It's all the left-wing Satanists that are all on the same team.
Like I almost felt like when I was watching his video, like I was almost watching like a new conspiracy video about what's happening.
Yeah.
And I thought that was super duper weird. The aliens use us as food bags and they can control the weather. Like, he, I don't know. To me, he came off as a man who was very professional and intelligent, and someone had slighted him in his professional career, and he got mad, and he decided he was just going to do something wild. Like, that's, to me, that's what it felt like. Listening to him talk, he was super mad at the government. He was super mad at the federal government, especially. And he just was like, I'm going to tell a story, and no matter how ridiculous it sounds, some people are going to buy into this. And
so that last speech, I don't know if that's the one you saw. There's basically only two out there. One of his talkings was like in Denver.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
1995. Mm-hmm. And it was like November, December of 1995. And then he committed suicide in January of 1996 by strangling himself. And so the weird thing about, I just want to say for his suicide, if you're strangling, there was nothing, he wasn't hanging on anything. So he was just holding the catheter on himself, right? When you lose oxygen to your brain, you pass out. And so you can't continue to hold the catheter on yourself to strangle yourself. If you look at his, they're out there, his suicide photos, his head is like purple, meaning like the blood stopped going to his head after he died.
Well, listen, just knowing what I know of this man from the last hour, I want to kill him. Like, I don't think him being killed is any proof that what he was saying is true. I think he's maybe just a thorn in the side of the wrong people.
Here's my thing in response. What's your take on him? I mean, I know that there's obviously like a lot more things that you haven't heard, but what's your overall take on this dude?
Oh, I mean, the last thing I heard was Drib saying he was probably wronged and he wanted to lash out at the people who wronged him. And that sounds good to me, because like, I don't believe that he got shot by an alien laser.
It's a good story though. It's a good story.
Here's my take on him. And there's some missing parts of the story too. He basically was on this medication that was making him have seizures and lose his memory. And his wife at the time was like, your medication is giving you seizures. It's not stopping you. When you take it, you get them. So he went off his medication and then he started remembering all of this shit. So, I mean, I know this is a weird thorn in the story, but like my version of the story is he worked on secret projects. And I believe that when you have this top security clearance, if you haven't been scared by the threat of everybody you know dying, I think the backup that they've always had from the 60s, 70s is, okay, well, we're going to give you misinformation and we're going to fuck with your mind. And so I think that he was given misinformation. He also spouted off about the New World Order. And I listen, a lot of that stuff, I think that there is a lot of secret stuff going on. I think that there are aliens here. And I think that he's right to say that if there's a good portion of America's money going to secret projects and aliens are here, man, fuck you. Like we need to know about this stuff. Like I know that most of America is dumb. I know most America is dumb, but I don't agree.
Listen, not to get political, but we spend our money on the dumbest shit in the world. If you want to get mad, you can get mad about real shit. Like, you don't have to get mad about like black funding.
But he also, okay, so big talking points that he had also were that he had some of these alien medals. And he's like, I can cut a diamond with this. There's nothing on earth that can cut a diamond, this medal. He had these alien elements and he had proof that a lot of our crafts were back engineered from UFOs. Like he had a lot of secret stuff. So whether true or false, I think that he was given misinformation and he had real information. The lines were blurred and they took him out because he got really popular in the end. I think that they killed him. And I think that there are secret truths in here. Like if you look at what's going on now, let's say that this Tic Tac and these different things, let's just say that they're one idea is that they're probes.
When you say Tic Tac, you mean the UFO, right?
The UFO video that has been they're all saying is real. And
I just thought for a second you were being old and trying to say TikTok.
Like I believe that he did work on dumbs and that there are way too many around the world and that they can build these very fast. And so the thing is, with that being said, you know, the idea is like, how come there's not more whistleblowers? And like the only whistleblowers you get are these really old dudes on their deathbed. They're like, why aren't you getting young ones? And I'm like, I feel like everyone's is either just working or they've been scared so much. Like, why would you look at what's happening to Snowden, right? We all knew it was happening, a lot of the stuff, but he gave us more. He's a whistleblower and like his life is gone. What is he doing now? He's still in hiding. And so like, to me, that's proof that like, even when the whistleblowing benefits society, he's still bad guy number one. Most of these guys were just suicided. There's a lot of secrets that are out there. And I feel like his lines were blurred. And I think that aliens are here. That's the whole thing. And so by June of this year, there's going to be another big disclosure that happens of aliens. So what happens after? Let's say that the government eventually comes out and basically says, okay, aliens are real. The reason why they can't is because let's say they are real and they've been here for thousands of years and they knew about it. What do you say to a government that's known this for hundreds of years? I know you can't blame the whole government as one entity, but it's like you guys knew and you weren't telling us. So like they have to figure out how to tell us it's happening now. And so they're releasing these UFO videos and they're trying to show us that like, hey, this shit's real and we can't defend ourselves from it. So we need to put military in space. We got the Space Force now. The Air Force announced, I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I always say the same things over and over. But the Air Force 2 weeks ago said that they are putting lasers on all of their jets. It's like, wait a minute. You guys have lasers?
Like, well, we did talk about that. And those are lasers to shoot down missiles that are coming at them. It's not like G.I. Joe where they're like shooting lasers at other planes. It's like a defense laser system.
But it's not what you're describing fully. It's a new type of laser weapon. I know that there's laser technology to tag things and shoot them down with other things, but like they're talking about laser weapons.
Oh, the Navy has a big laser that is on a battleship. Like the ship was designed around the laser and, you know, it's designed to like shoot down a ballistic missile, you know, but like, you know, a fighter jet, it's not going to have that same laser.
Well, I'm saying though that like the new laser weapons that the military is like unveiling is, I think, to shoot down UFOs.
But aren't the if that's the case, isn't the government and the aliens already together? Why would we want to shoot them if we're already like with them?
Well, there's multiple alien races. A
yes.
And B, the idea is if they're working with the aliens, they can't ever admit that. So they have to create this threat from the aliens so that we pump more money into the defense and the military. They'll never tell us they've been working with them. They're just gonna be like, hey, look, they're here. They're not going to be like, hey, all these deals are real. They're not going to go back and disclose anything else.
Couldn't the bad aliens just wipe us out?
Well, so we talked about like aliens on the show because like I guess Demi Lovato on the show that I work on, because I guess Demi Lovato's talking about how she believes aliens are here. Whatever. I'm just saying that like conversations are happening now everywhere about aliens being real. And it's like, the biggest conversation that we hear is like, well, if they're here, how come they're not telling us? And it's like, they've existed around us without having to say who they are to us. And they've watched us just squander. We haven't done anything good. If you look at us from the outside, what have we done good for the world? What have we done good for humans? I know technology's great and we can now live in a room for the rest of our lives and like not get murdered by other animals. So like we have a higher life expectancy than any humans before us, but we aren't doing anything good for either other animals or species or the universe.
Like, yeah, if you look at it, they should wipe us out, right? Like, what, I guess the question stands, why do they not wipe us out?
But they also, if we're also not affecting them, they don't need to do anything, is what I'm saying. Is that like, why introduce yourself to a tiger? Just walk away from the tiger. Just go around them. We're the tiger. no matter what they are, no matter what they've done, like interacting with any of us is a bad idea. Just hunting animals, like picture a small village eating all the animals that they're raising. Like, what if they don't eat meat? I'm just saying like even from the dumbest version of us, like I cared for that chicken. You ate it. It's like, well, you don't need to eat meat. Thinking. I'm not saying they're vegans.
Now we've got your weird fucking vegetarian skew on this thing. You're the biggest meat eater I've ever known up until two years ago.
Yeah, I'm just saying like watch a family. Watch the lifetime of a family. What do they do that's good for anything?
Well, okay. Yeah, so we suck, but I don't understand your point. Like, okay, so we're the tiger. They want to stay away from us. I'm trying to bring this back into, first of all, I think this guy probably had mental illness. I think like smarter people are more prone to some like brain shit going on.
I hate to agree with you, and I do.
I don't think he killed himself, but I do think that like, none of the shit that he was saying is true. This is what I wanted to ask you, because you skew on all of these things about how much you believe. So how much of this do you actually believe? This guy, this Phil Spector guy, whatever his fucking name is.
I think that he is the perfect example of someone who has some of the facts right, but not all of them. I think that he helped.
Build let me ask underground you, do you believe? Do you believe that he got shot by an alien?
According to him, only three people survived that whole thing, and he's the only one talking about it. And I know that that's convenient, and I'm like, well, did everybody march down underground to have this alien war? Did the aliens come out and like finish everyone else off?
Right. And then I think no to both of those. Why would you be one of the ones who survived? Because you had a little pistol.
I think that he was MK Ultra'd. I think that he was given information to spread the story that aliens are a threat. I do not believe aliens are a threat to humanity. I think they've always been here. I don't think they give a shit about it. I believe that he helped build underground bases. I believe that there may be some aliens working with secret underground military. I do believe that too. I don't know to what extent, and that's fucking crazy. But
well, let's check in with Drib. Drib, where are you at? Him. Where are you at right now?
Well, I don't know. You know, we're talking about massive, like government conspiracy here. Like he, in these talks he gives, he talks about, you know, these bases employing tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands, right? Okay. And there's, what did you say, Willie, 131 in the United States alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that at the time. Yeah.
Math on that. Just multiply that by 10,000. So there's that many people involved in this conspiracy. And this is one, the only dude coming out and saying anything. The hardest thing in the world is to keep a secret. The only way, this is a famous saying, the only way to keep a secret is to not tell anyone. There's no way. There's hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people involved in this, and there's one guy coming out and talking about this?
Here's my direct answer to you. There's actually hundreds of guys like him that nobody's seen. There's hundreds. But I will say this too. I feel like a lot of people are in a situation where I think there's a lot of brainwashing going on. And if you're gonna like try to keep a secret this big, top secret became compartmentalized. So you don't have to know anything. Now, listen, I don't believe that we faked the moon landing, but all you had to do was give somebody information that somebody's heartbeat was going, you know, to get this guy to be fooled that they were doing it. I'm saying like everything is so compartmentalized that like your one job is to watch the heartbeat. You're getting a heartbeat. Hey, these astronauts are fine. Everything's great. We went to the moon. And so like this, it's funny because the alternate version that I'm trying to say is like, this guy believes that we went to the moon only because he watched a heartbeat for a couple days. And that's just as ridiculous to me. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that like in order to keep a secret, you just lie to them about something else. You don't let them in on the secret. So most people don't know the top secret secrets. You have one job and it's so small. And that's why they employ so many people, because your job is to turn the page for the guy that's reading it.
The way he described it, though, he was talking about tens of thousands of people living in these bases. Tens of thousands of people 2 miles underground at 131 installations around our country, right?
I'm not going to nitpick, but I think that his number was of the overall bases, not at one base to be multiplied by all the bases, because they're not that big. They're 3 cubic miles underground, which is like pretty big, but like probably hundreds at each base. But
Bill Clinton couldn't even keep his affair a secret. And that was between two people, man.
But wasn't it a phone thing? Most of these guys worked before phones. Well, okay, hold on. I will say this. So he doesn't have a Wikipedia page, which is fine. But when I compare him to the whistleblower Bob Lazar, Bob Lazar claimed to go to a college and he claimed to work at this base, and there's no records of him. But if they do have a directory from the place that he worked at that has his name in it. And he does have something related. He was in a newspaper article as working for this college that they say that he didn't go to because there's no records of. I'm just saying, like, it's what he says is the way that they erase your history is they change your social security number without you knowing, so that everything's attached to somebody else. I'm just saying, like, comparing him to Bob Lazar, they tried to erase his past and there's still proof of his past. So because somebody tried to erase his past makes me go like, okay, there is something bigger going on here.
Wait, because of Bob Lazar?
He claimed that he worked at this base. They said no, he never worked here. And he's in the, they had basically a phone book for the base and he was in it. And then he claimed he went to this college. The college says, no, he never went here. There's a newspaper article of him going to that college. Like he's like somebody that they were like, so-and-so goes to this college. So
well, like, all right. I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire, right? But you don't know the base. You don't know what caused the fire. The fire could have been caused by anything. So I'm just saying, like, what the Bob Lazar introduction is weird because I don't know enough about it to talk about it. But even though we've talked about him millions of times,
here's my question for both of you. I know yeah. I'm cutting you off, but here's my question for both of you. No matter what you believe about aliens or whatever, how strong do you think our top secret society is? Do you think that they're killing people and erasing people's histories? That's my question.
No. They might try, but look how, like, the humans are fallible. Like, we make mistakes. We're sloppy. Things happen. I just can't imagine, like, you can hold a conspiracy together like this and not something not coming out. People make mistakes. People lie. People tell each other things. They get drunk and they tell each other things. They fall in love and they tell each other things. They tell people they think they can trust things that they maybe shouldn't. It happens all the time. And we're supposed to believe that because of this special situation, no one's saying anything. I just, man, it's hard for me to believe that.
I mean, I'll play devil's advocate. I think, like, if you were to get killed by saying something, you might just be like, it's not worth it to say anything, right? Because, like, let's say you do work in an underground base and they're like, it's secret, don't tell anyone. And you're just like some military grunt. You have no fucking idea what you're doing. You're following orders. This is where you're stationed. They tell you not to tell anyone. You don't know what you're doing. And you know that if you do tell someone, they'll kill you. Like, that's a very easy way to, like, keep whatever the number is. I guess if we go with Willie's number of 10,000 people, it makes more sense to me that there was only a couple hundred people at each of these places. So I guess what I want to get into is when there is a whistleblower and there is all this misinformation out there, it's weird that Snowden happened because everyone was just like, oh shit. Yeah. Fuck. He's right. He's like, because I think we all kind of knew it anyway, right? We all suspected that, like, the government was spying on us at every opportunity. And so when he came out with that, it was like, oh, of course, yeah. The difference is this whistleblower that we're talking about, this Phil dude, is like, there's aliens and I was shot by one and fucking all this shit. And I guess, like, moving forward.
He's got a Bigfoot story. Yeah, yeah.
He's got a Bigfoot story?
Oh, no. I'm saying, like, comparing aliens to you're Bigfoot. Doing like, yeah, analogy. He's got a supernatural. Got it.
I'm sorry. I thought. I guess, like, when it comes to whistleblowers and the government, I don't know that anyone really trusts the government, right? Like, don't we all sort of hate the government? Like, is anyone really like, yeah, they know what's best for us? Is anyone like that? I mean, we're all pretty progressive, but I still don't think that, like, I don't believe, and I do think that they kill people, and I do think that they can suicide people and hide it. I think all that's above board. I think this guy, when it comes to aliens and stuff, is just making shit up.
Well, here's my biggest, okay, so side note, I feel like one of the biggest ways to get you to keep a secret now is to just add 500,000 to your tax debt. You know what I mean? It's like, if
just ruin you financially,
if they ruin you financially and then your escape is, hey, you don't have to pay anything if you just shut up. I feel like that is a simple way to get anyone to keep a secret. Like, hey, I don't know where this debt came from, but we'll erase it if you just shut the fuck up. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there because I feel like manipulating individuals is has been happening forever. And they've always known that people can spill the beans while they're drinking, you know? That's why everybody's phones were tapped and everybody's houses were tapped forever. Cause it's like, we want you to know that we know what you're doing. I don't know. I know that that's like a nostalgic spy version of things, but I think that's very real. Like Shauna grew up in DC and she always talked about how everyone knew their phones were tapped and you could hear the clicks and whatever. Like everyone in DC was tapped. Whatever. Getting on point.
I want to talk about whistleblowers and like, if I'm wondering at what level, because everyone was like Snowden. Yes, that's real for sure. This dude's like aliens and everyone's like, oh, I never heard of that or whatever. I'm wondering if there's a whistleblower who comes out, who's like a Snowden type, who's like super smart. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, I know. Like all this shit is happening. Like, What would you believe and what wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Like, at what level? Fuck. Does this question make sense? Like, if a whistleblower comes out and he's like, let's say this dude, instead of 30 years ago, he did it now. And he was smart and young and attractive. Because it matters. Would people believe him? Or do you think it would be more just what happened to him? The word didn't get out and no one believed him.
People would believe him now. He would have a following. He would have a YouTube channel and he'd have like a million subscribers. Absolutely. Absolutely. People now, just look at the headlines. They'll believe anything.
Oh, I just mean, would mainstream believe him? Would there be like New York Times articles on
Well, him, you know? So to compare it to that, right? Recently, the guy who worked for the Pentagon is saying like, hey, Pentagon's still spending millions of dollars every year researching UFOs. So how did that affect you? What did you think about that? This is for both of you. Like to hear that the Pentagon is spending secret money researching UFOs, did that change your idea of your what you built up to your belief system in the UFO world?
No. Because just like an article in a newspaper, like unless there's some kind of documentation of this, if this is just some reporter saying this, it doesn't mean a lot. But like when I see like a video released from the US Navy that shows a bunch of weird stuff I can't explain and no one else can, that's something else.
Well, this guy worked for the project. So it wasn't just a news story. It was like the guy that worked for the Pentagon. But it came out at the same time that those UFOs came out. Just saying like, so wait. So do you think that your belief in UFOs changed because of these UFO videos that they're put out?
Some of it for sure. Absolutely. I mean, those videos have existed for a long time, but for the government to actually come out and say, this is what we shot. We don't know what it is. Yeah, that helps. That definitely helps me like think, you know, this is more of a possibility than I thought.
But it doesn't skew anyway for me. For me, it's all about like, oh yeah, the universe is giant. They should be using Black Project money, if you want to call it that. Listen, I don't know how much they're spending on fucking submarines or fucking fighter jets. Like, I don't get to vote on that shit. I don't get to say, hey, stop spending money, $1 trillion developing a jet. I don't get to say that. So if they do have this money that's like about ufology, then okay, cool. It's the exact same thing as if they're like, hey, we're going to go into the ocean. We're going to spend trillions of dollars like seeing what's really in the ocean. I'd be like, all right, fine. And even if they didn't tell me that, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that they are doing that. And I wouldn't
but
care.
Does it change your belief in aliens here? being here?
No, I don't think aliens are here. If they did like the Zapruder film of Bigfoots, what's the Bigfoot Zapruder film?
The Paris Gimlet.
Yeah, yeah. If they had that with like a reptilian or a fucking gray or something, I would still probably be like, that's bullshit. But all they have is like weird grainy footage of like things flying around. And so I'm just maybe they're flying around.
All of the alien videos that exist currently in the history of humans are basically mostly they survive when viral videos are a thing. To look at alien videos before viral videos, there's only a few out there. And there's a couple really great ones, and maybe they've gone viral since then. But like, if you look at most of the alien videos, it's like they exist in a time when you could make money from having the video real or fake.
It's that, but it's also like, you know, it's a ship. I don't know what's in there. That's a mechanism. It's a thing. You know, it's not like a dude walking around.
But I'm specifically talking about alien videos where you see aliens. There's only a few. Well, but
I believe that those are all fake.
And what's weird is the ones that existed before YouTube are probably the best ones. Anyways, I'm just saying.
I
think there's some real ones out there. I think most of them are fake. But I
guess at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me that the government is wasting money on this shit. It doesn't validate it in any way because they waste money on so much shit.
That's a good point.
And I also think Wade has a point here, because if the government just came out and said, hey, by the way, we're spending $5 billion to research UFOs, people would be pissed. Or freaked out or whatever. That would like, that's not the play you do. That's not how you do this. You just they do
did,
it.
Well, there was a whistleblower, but they did do that. The whistleblower did.
You don't but, come but, out I,
that. Griff, I kind of think we're so complacent that we wouldn't. We would just kind of be like, there's homeless people. Can we have some of that money?
Well, like, that's just what I'm saying is the government doesn't want to hear that. They just want to do their thing. So why would they tell us? They don't want to be homeless. They want to, and if this is the case, they want to research UFOs or deal with UFOs or whatever. But that's not what you tell the public. Why would you? That just creates problems you don't need.
I mean, the super skeptic in me believes that we have not been contacted by aliens, and all of this black project money is just going back to contractors and kickbacks and fucking like shitty backdoor politics.
When you say that, it makes me go like, what are the two biggest money makers in the world? Oil and military contracts. And if the world doesn't believe in aliens and there aren't any wars going on, make them believe in aliens and we'll get our oil and we'll get our war contracts back.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like, holy fuck, dude. Like, that is depressing.
It's depressing, but at the end of the day, and I know that I'm like, this is like, I'm cutting this argument off at the knees, but like, none of it affects me whatsoever. Like, my 40% taxes or whatever the fuck I pay, I'm not getting it back. It doesn't matter where it goes. You know what I mean? And so I might as well get a fucking ice cream and like enjoy my day. And I know that's not the point of this podcast, but like, but that's sort of what I always default to when it comes to this. And maybe it's just because I'm afraid and I don't want to think about it. But like, and maybe I'm the problem. Like, if there were aliens, I would be the guy going like, I don't need to wear a mask in the store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. I'll just start closing comments that, like, in the history of ufology, there have been a lot of whistleblowers who've come out with contradicting stuff. And so I think they've all been had, but I think there's something in there. And I think they've been had because there's something real in there. Like, he even talked about how he believed in Billy Meyer. And I'm like, oh no, man, he's the worst one. Like,
catch us up.
He's Which one's Billy Meyer? He's that Swedish guy that has all the worst UFO photos out there. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That they claims that the aliens have taken him to all the planets and stuff and into the solar system. And I'm like, your photos are fucking the hackiest shit I've ever seen. Anyways,
it's so like when he said, like, over some trees or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it really made me drop a notch down, but I'm just like, hey, if there's anything real to the UFO thing, I do see why it is above top secret. And I do see why misinformation, disinformation is all out there. And so how do you pick and choose what the truths are? How do I have a history of humans and aliens that might not be right, that most people don't know about? And I'm like,
yeah.
And it makes me go, like, fuck, man, I've been had too. But sadly, this is all a control play. And so when it comes to any sort of power, any sort of money, they're always going to manipulate you. There's no good version of us getting together and voting on something, you know, like somebody's profiting.
Yeah.
And so it makes me go, like, fuck, man. The most depressing thing in the world is that what if there are benevolent, and I don't believe that there are benevolent aliens, but let's say that in the most hopeful situation, there's benevolent aliens out there that only want to interact with intelligent beings. And you know what? We just don't make the cut. Sorry. And some people know about it and they manipulate us in some ways to then make you go, like, oh, look, there they are. They're the ones that are trying to invade. And they're just like, any of you guys smart? You guys are, no, you're not. Okay. Well, we're moving on. And then we forever have to buy oil.
That's a long con, man. It's long.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, Willie, like, I just think if aliens were floating around doing their thing, good or bad, what we do here is so inconsequential to whatever they want to do. They don't need us for their plans. So any interactions or plans that we hear about us make, you know, governments making with aliens, all this stuff, I don't see it. They're so far past us. They're so far past this that we have on Earth right now. It's like looking at an anthill to them.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are making the same point, sort of, where it's like, yeah, maybe they exist and they're just flying by and going, like, oh, there's that planet full of dipshits who are, like, buying gas because someone said that gas was going to go away, and, like, they're so easily manipulated that, like, fuck them entirely. But then, so that's what Drib is saying, and then Willie is also saying that, but Willie is saying that 4D chess, our government is going, like, yo, no, they exist, and we need to be afraid of them.
Yeah.
Maybe we cracked it. Maybe that's what it is.
Wow.
They're using the existence of aliens to further their control and manipulation. I buy that too. Yeah.
I mean, I would buy that. It just doesn't seem, we've lost the control battle. Like, they don't, it's over. Like, we're done. They can do whatever the fuck they want. What are we going to do?
I was saying that, I don't know if I said this on this show, but I'm like, TikTok nailed it because they allowed everyone to go viral. And so that's why everybody's doing it. It's like, you don't have to be good. You just have to copy somebody else and you'll go viral too. Just keep making this shit. Just waste your time with us. You'll all go. Everyone's going to go viral.
Well, it's heavily skewed. They wouldn't let fat people go viral, and they wouldn't let unattractive people. Well,
that's true. I keep saying this, man. Hey, man, there aren't ugly people winning Oscars every year. Maybe one.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis? He's not super hot.
He's hot to all these housewives that have been married to their asshole husbands for 30 years.
Meryl Streep? Is Meryl Streep like super hot?
I think she's a great actress. Yeah.
All right. We should wrap it up. Drib, I feel like we've given our final thoughts, but do you have any other thing to say about this at all?
I think that dude was a asshole and a liar.
I totally agree.
I would throw in
to the salad maybe a little bit of mental illness.
Yes.
I want to throw in that when I listen to him, I don't think that he is a liar. I think he's been manipulated. I think he believes everything he says. And I don't think I'm just saying, I don't think he's a liar.
The amount of bravado he used in describing his assault of the extraterrestrials, Willie. Come on, man.
Hey, you're swaying me. You're swaying me. You're right. I've never talked like that before.
It's the Costanza thing. If you believe it's real, right?
In your reality, it is. We all see it a different way.
Yeah. If you don't believe it's a lie, it's not a lie, right?
Hey, what do you got to plug, Drib? You got anything to plug? You got like
your Twitter, your Instagram, you got anything? You got a big social media presence?
No, I am a ghost. You won't find me.
Why don't you have a DJ site, man?
I don't. You know, I'm.
I know people don't like our music. I know.
Underground. Do you know about that?
I know. I know. I know.
I don't know about it. What are you talking about?
The underground dance scene, the underground DJ scene. It's underground, way underground, like 200 feet down.
200 miles, 2 miles.
200 miles underground with 10,000.
It's a dumb bass.
No. Take the red pill. Take the blue pill. You guys, when this whole Mortal Kombat movie was coming out, I'm like, man, I don't want to. Even though I love that stupid Mortal Kombat song, I'm like, I don't want to fucking hear that. Mortal Kombat, Jax.
Because why? Because
I feel like the old song was going to come out big again because the new movie's coming out.
What's wrong with the old song?
It's like hearing that song at every LA Kings game, Sandstorm.
That's a great tune.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Tune, Willie. That's a hockey tune, not a Kings tune. The Kings lost, by the way.
Yeah. The Avalanche are number one in the West.
Let's go.
We got home field, home ice.
Go.
The only thing I have to plug is, hey, if you got kids, I just started this new. We made Googie a long time ago, but I made a kids version of the YouTube page that doesn't have all my other fucking bullshit on it. Googie, G-O-O-G-Y. Maybe Hey Googie helps find it, but go subscribe to that if you got kids, because I'm trying to make Googie. It's like, fuck, man, let's make Googie a thing again. I'm going to make some new content.
Yeah. See, here's the difference between you and Drib. Drib is like, I make music so that I can see people enjoy it. And you're like, I need to go viral for Googie.
Oh, no. I don't share Googie I don't share the Googie videos with people that have kids, because once they watch Googie, then they'll see all the other adult content I've made. So now I've specifically made a YouTube page that's for kids.
Okay. My point still stands, even though I was kind of just giving you shit. Go look up youtube.com/Googie or whatever it is. And it's a good show. Show your kids that. And I got nothing. Thanks everyone for listening. Remember, subscribe to our Patreon and go to Patreon. Jesus, what's wrong? Am I having a stroke? Fuck. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Pods, and maybe I'll get fucking punked into reading the wrong one again. I liked it. It was a good review. Greb, thanks for being here. Are you going to stick around for our bonus? You got time?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a sec.
All right, so we're going to continue the conversation with our friend Drib, talking about who knows what. Once again, thanks for listening. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.